Mr. Worthing were dining with me, 8 bottles of champagne are entered as having been consumed.
Yes, sir, 8 bottles and a pint.
Why is it that at a bachelor's establishment the servants invariably drink the champagne? I ask merely for information.
I attribute to the superior quality of the wine, sir. I have often observed that in married households the champagne is rarely of a first-rate brand.
Good heavens! Is marriage so demoralizing as that?
I believe it is a very pleasant state, sir. I have had very little experience with myself up to the present. I've only been married once. That was in consequence of the misunderstanding between myself and a young person.
I don't know that I'm much interested in your family life, Lane.
No, sir. It is not a very interesting subject. I never think of it myself.
Very natural, I am sure. That will do, Lane. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Lane goes out.
Lane's views on marriage seem somewhat lax. Really, if the lower orders don't set us a good example, what on earth is the use of them? They seem, as a class, to have absolutely no sense of moral responsibility.
Enter Lane.
Mr. Ernest Worthing.
Enter Jack. Lane goes out.
How are you, my dear Ernest? What brings you up to town?
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. What else should bring one anywhere? Eating as usual, I see, Algy.
I believe it is customary in good society to take some slight refreshment at 5 o'clock. Where have you been since last Thursday?
Sitting on the sofa.
In the country.
What do you on earth do there?
Pulling off his gloves.
When one is in town, one amuses oneself. When one is in the country, one amuses other people. It is excessively boring.
And who are the people you amuse?
Oh, neighbours, neighbours.
Got nice neighbours in your part of Shropshire?
Perfectly horrid. Never speak to one of them.
How immensely you must amuse them.
Goes over and takes a sandwich.
By the way, Shropshire is York County, is it not?
Eh? Shropshire? Yes, of course. Hello? Why all these cups? Why cucumber sandwiches? Why such reckless extravagance in one so young? Who is coming to tea?
Oh, merely Aunt Augusta and Gwendolen.
How perfectly delightful.
Yes, that is all very well. But I'm afraid Aunt Augusta won't approve of your being here.
May I ask why?
My dear fellow, the way you flirt with Gwendolen is perfectly disgraceful. It is almost as bad as the way Gwendolen flirts with you.
I am in love with Gwendolen. I have come up to town expressly to propose to her.
I thought you had come up for pleasure. I call that business.
How utterly unromantic you are.
I really don't see anything romantic in proposing. It is very romantic to be in love. But there is nothing romantic about a definite proposal. Why, one may be accepted, one usually is, I believe, then the excitement is all over. The very essence of romance is uncertainty. If ever I get married, I will certainly try to forget the fact.
I have no doubt about that, dear Algy. The divorce court was specially invented for people whose memories are so curiously constituted.
Oh, there is no use speculating on that subject. Divorces are made in heaven.
Jack puts out his hand to take a sandwich. Algernon at once interferes.
Please don't touch the cucumber sandwiches. They are ordered especially for Aunt Augusta.
Takes one and eats it.
Well, you have been eating them all the time.
That is quite a different matter. She is my aunt.
Takes plate from below.
Have some bread and butter. The bread and butter is for Gwendolen. Gwendolen is devoted to bread and butter.
Advancing to table and helping himself.
And very good bread and butter it is, too.
Well, my dear fellow, you need not eat as if you were going to eat at all. You behave as if you were married to her already. You are not married to her already, and I don't think you ever will be.
Why on earth do you say that?
Well, in the first place, girls never marry the men they flirt with. Girls don't think it right.
Oh, that is nonsense.
It isn't. It is a great truth. It accounts for the extraordinary number of bachelors that one sees all over the place. In the second place, I don't give my consent.
Your consent?
My dear fellow, Gwendolen is my first cousin, and before I allow you to marry her, you will have to clear up the whole question of Cecily.
Cecily? What on earth do you mean? What do you mean, Algy, by Cecily? I don't know anyone of the name of Cecily.
Enter Lane.
Bring me that cigarette case, Mr. Worthing, left in the smoking room the last time he dined here.
Yes, sir.
Lane goes out.
Do you mean to say you've had my cigarette case all this time? I wish to goodness you had let me know. I have been writing frantic letters to Scotland Yard about it. I was very nearly offering a large reward.
I wish you would offer one. I happen to be more than usually hard up.